Lifting the phone higher, I began to point it around me, looking at the house which I had taken refuge in. "Hello," I called out as I stood in the entryway. "Hello, is anyone up there? I need some help, please. I'm stranded out here." I waited, listening for any sound, but none came. "Try again, Sinclair," I thought to myself. "God forbid I find myself trapped with a bunch of squatters overnight. Best give them time to answer or make a noise so I could hightail it out of there." I called out again, waited, but heard nothing. I sighed and looked around. The foyer was massive, with a staircase right in front of me, a dark hallway leading deeper into the house, and large rooms laid out on either side. I assumed those were most likely the living and dining room. The floor looked like marble, as did the staircase. The windows were all intact, the boards only covered the outsides. Ornate stained glass windows set into high arches over each door. The room closest to me, on the right, was still partially furnished. A behemoth of a table was the focal point of the room, and the light glinted off it, like it was made of stone. A chandelier hung over it, dripping with beaded crystals. An enormous stone fireplace sat at the back corner of the room, flanked by a pair of ancient leather armchairs. Dining chairs were lined neatly around the table. A thick layer of dust coated everything, and cobwebs dripped from the chandelier. As I wandered down towards the fireplace, I noted the wall of windows on my right, all boarded, but it must have been an impressive display when the house was inhabited. A carved buffet, as long as the table, sat beneath the windows. French doors closed the room off from the next, and an archway set into the left wall led into another hall. A deafening clap of thunder sounded overhead, and I nearly jumped out of my shoes as my hand went up to my mouth to stifle a scream. Several seconds passed before my heart rate slowed, and I let out a sheepish chuckle, laughing at my jumpiness. I had been so engrossed in my investigation of the house that I had almost forgotten the storm raging outside. I remembered that I had left the front doors open and decided to close them before someone noticed, if anyone were to notice. I also didn't want any wildlife wandering into the house either and scaring the hell out of me. Taking one final look around the room, I began walking towards the foyer. Shining the light from my phone around as I walked, I was further impressed by the details that had been put into the house. The doorways were heavily carved, as was the banister of the staircase. Marble statues were mounted above the stained glass windows. These were smaller but more grotesque versions of the gargoyles that sat atop the house, staring down at me with furious disapproval as I passed by the ornate windows. Reaching the door, I pushed it closed against the wind and the rain, sealing myself inside the dark house. I stood there for several long minutes, back against the door, arms hanging limply at my sides, and just breathed. I was safe for now, and could figure out my next steps. The house was old and creepy, but seemed solid enough to withstand the storm raging outside. It would do for the night, and at least I would be dry. Another clap of thunder shook the windows. I pushed myself off the door and wiped a stray tear from my cheek. Now was not the time for tears. There would be plenty of time for that later. Right now, I needed to finish checking out my chosen refuge and see where I could camp out for the night. Tapping the light on my phone again, I pointed it up at the staircase and marveled in fascination at the enormous chandelier that hung two stories above the foyer. Letting out a low whistle, I stepped forward a few steps. Standing directly under it, I let the light play off the glistening beads and crystal that still shone brightly under layers of dust. I couldn't even begin to comprehend what it might have cost or how heavy it was. The last time I had laid eyes on a chandelier that big was at the City Opera House on a school field trip. Despite the eerie vibe of the house, I was anxious to see the rest of it. After being on the road for so long, it was a welcome respite. I have loved Victorian houses since my childhood. They made the most beautiful dollhouses